Welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. I'm Dr. Shelley North, and with over a decade of clinical expertise in the areas of pelvic floor conditions, lymphatic conditions, and chronic neurological diseases, I have a wealth of medical knowledge that I want to share with you all. In this podcast, I will answer the most common questions I receive from clients, family members, and fellow clinicians. Our purpose is not only to answer questions, but to educate you so you can make the best decision for your optimal health. This podcast is perfect to listen on your way home from work, while you're on your daily walk, or just taking 15 and 20 minutes for yourself. Again, welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast, and get ready for us to guide you to optimal health. Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Shirley North from North Star Physical Therapy. And today is going to be an interesting episode topic. I am going to pose a question to you all. What does your brain have to do with your pelvis? Well, my friends, let's put on our little Bill Nye the Science Guy thinking cap and get those little science busters out there. And we're going to be talking about the nervous system. So there is the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. Your brain and your spinal cord make up the central nervous system. And all the nerves that come off of that is your peripheral nervous system. There is also what we call the autonomic nervous system. And these are the nerves that supply those automatic functions like blood pressure, heart rate, digestion, and things like that. And within the autonomic nervous system, that's also divided up into two different branches called the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system, what we commonly like to refer to it as, like that fight or flight or freeze response that happens on a stressor. And the parasympathetic nervous system is what is dominant during that rest and digest time. So while you're sleeping, when you're relaxed and everything is digesting, everything is like kumbaya, I'm off in la la land, or I'm just in a more calm place, right? So when someone has an overdominant sympathetic nervous system, that means their dominance is more active than the parasympathetic side. And that fight or flight or freeze and that stress and that pain is just overwhelming the system. And so what happens is that when those stressors, you know, when that pain, when that anxiousness is just constantly being bombarded within the nervous system, then there becomes a little trigger or a tag, like a brain tag that we like to call, that every time that that stressor happens, there is a possibly a physiological or a physical response. So when that happens, like for example, if you are super stressed out, like at work or with a family function or something, and you start to like tighten up, right? There's that trigger, there's that brain tag that happens, and you are super tense in like your shoulders and in your neck, or let's say you're super scared, there was a trauma, and everything just kind of like tightens up or just freezes, or you like bolt. You're like, oh my God, like get me out of here, right? Well, when that's happening over and over and over again for over 6 months, there's that constant trigger. There's that constant signal that's being sent to your brain from your nervous system. And then that becomes like a new normal. And so when we relate this to the pelvic floor, that's where that tension lies. That's where that overactive pelvic floor tends to happen. There's that tightness. That doesn't mean it's a strong pelvic floor. It could still be weak. But when we have this increase in pain, when we have this increase in stress, when there's this increase in anxiousness, we often see that there is a physical symptom or sign of that overactive pelvic floor. And so there is a big nerve that comes out of the brain and spinal cord called the vagus nerve. And that vagus nerve literally supplies a lot of those autonomic functions, like within the diaphragm and down to the digestive system. And then there's also branches of what we call the pudendal nerve that come and supply the pelvic region as well. And so when these nerves are just being bombarded and dominated by the sympathetic signal of that stress, of that pelvic pain, or it could be even an external thing that the physical presentation is that pelvic pain when they're trying to be intimate with a partner, maybe because of a prior trauma, or again, like stress at work or something like that, that can really, really impede pelvic floor function. And so when the brain develops this new pattern and it becomes more normalized in that new threshold, we have to retrain things. We have to help downgrade and downtrain that trigger to say this is okay, right? And so sometimes people can be very hypersensitive within the pelvic area, and it's just an abnormal response to a very small stimuli or very soft stimuli, but they are feeling pins and needles and they tighten up. We really try to help find like a down training technique that helps support that relaxation and to help not necessarily erase that brain tag, but to help overwhelm it with the good sensation and with the reduction of that stress, so that way it can help move forward and progress and reduce that threshold of that pain. And so when we are down training, we are looking at like positions of relief. It might be a really simple thing, but to find where that pelvic floor can really relax, when the overall body can relax, we utilize different relaxation techniques like guided meditation, can be very simple things to try, like aromatherapy, music, maybe some visuals, and just very, very, you know, light sensations. So that way you can help train, this is okay. We are controlling things. We are able to say this is a soft sensation or this is a relaxation sensation to help override that pattern, to break that short fuse, you know, that's happening within the nervous system. Sometimes I refer out to other specialists that can perform cognitive behavioral technique or psychiatry to help with different coping mechanisms, especially if there was a sexual trauma involved, or if it has something to do with their partner, and like a sex therapist can assist with that. And I often collaborate with those other therapists in order to be like, okay, I'm working on the musculoskeletal side of things, of the positions of the pelvis, of, you know, that neuromotor retraining, that kinesthetic awareness, you know, here's a sensation. It is a very light touch that needs to be a light touch versus that pin and needle feeling. And to offer other solutions. But I work with them like, hey, if there was something that worked, or a coping mechanism or a mantra or a guided meditation that really helps, let's incorporate that technique that you worked on into our sessions as well. So I really try to help from all fronts, from a holistic side as a pelvic floor therapist, to help reduce that brain tag, to help override that even that pain and that stress signal, to help reduce that overactive bladder or overactive pelvic floor symptoms that are happening, to offer different relaxation techniques, to help offer different positions of relief. So that way the client can have the best outcome to reduce their pelvic symptoms and gain the control of what's going on with their pelvic floor. So that way, whatever their pelvic symptom is, whether it's from a urinary issue, a bowel issue, or a sexual function issue, or just being able to help tolerate a pelvic exam, you know, or to be in preparation for delivering a child, anything really that has to deal with the pelvic floor function, we can absolutely integrate what brain signals and what brain health can be utilized to help with that relaxation at the pelvis. With me being outside, you know, the DC metro area, we tend to have more overactive pelvic floors. We are very stressed out around here. Everybody is go, go, go. There's also a lot of, you know, transplants of folks from across the world that come here. And so there's different possible traumas that come along with things. And we want to be very respectful as practitioners and that everybody's very different, and to come at as a holistic approach. And there's nothing wrong. There is, we just need to help retrain what the brain is doing with that pelvic floor. We also have to maybe help retrain the brain if there are like urinary symptoms. The brain and the bladder is so very much interconnected because of that parasympathetic nervous system that is being, you know, over-dominated by the sympathetic nervous system. If you're super stressed out, there's often little triggers. Like, for example, if you suffer from like urge incontinence, right? Then every time, you know, you're going to leave your house, you need to do your just in case. And then, oh my gosh, I'm just was just out for maybe 5 minutes, but now I'm back inside. And every time I walk through that door, I need to go to the bathroom again. Or my workstation is right next to the bathroom. And every time someone else goes into the bathroom now and I hear that flush or I hear that running water, I need to go to the bathroom too. And so we try to really put our detective hat on and figure out what are those brain tags? What are those triggers, right? So that way we can work through that and to utilize maybe different techniques to either relax, or in this situation, there might be the need to do what we call urge drills to help activate that pelvic floor, to help say, hey, we're relaxed right now. We're going to help push that urge further down the road because I just went to the bathroom. I just fully emptied. There's no reason why I need to go right now, and to be able to reduce or inhibit that abnormal, you know, signal or that brain tag or that trigger. We want to override that overactive or overdominant sympathetic nervous system and help retrain our brain a little bit so that when you don't have these bladder symptoms. And you can get that as well with like urge, you know, bowel movements as well. Too. And you can also get that within the sexual function too. So a lot goes on with your pelvis and your brain, even though your pelvis is in the middle of you and your brain is on top of you. They are very much connected, and pelvic floor therapists can help with that, as well as to collaborate with other healthcare professionals to make sure you get the outcome that you need and that you don't have to always be suffering from these pelvic symptoms. So yes, your brain has every bit to do with your pelvis, and it can be retrained and to give you the best benefit and outcome. So again, until next time, make sure everybody take care of your pelvis, take care of your brain, and don't be afraid to talk about this with your healthcare providers, especially your local pelvic floor therapist. And so, guys, take care, and until next time. Thank you all so much for listening to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. Continue to follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Dr. Shirley North. Check out my website at www.northstardpt.com. Or I encourage you to email me any other questions about these topics, and it can be featured on a future podcast at snorth@northstardpt.com. Again, thank you all so much, and thank you for letting North Star Physical Therapy be your guiding light to your optimal health.